Welcome back to our Proactive Studios. Here with me today on this Friday afternoon from Surefire Resources is Managing Director Paul Burton. Paul, it's been a little while since we last caught up, but great to see you again. How have you been?
Oh, great to see you too, Alicia. I've been very well, thanks.
Good, good to hear. Interesting to hear as well what's happening over at your Victory Bore project. This project is really known for its vanadium prospects, but you're also beginning to consider its high purity alumina or HPA potential. Give us some context here.
Yeah, thanks. Well, the Victory Bore, it's our flagship project. And as you rightly say, it's mainly a vanadium project and a very high grade vanadium we have there too. But interestingly enough, in the drilling that we've done to define that resource, we found that the host rock contains quite a high percentage of aluminium oxide and in the host rock. So this is very interesting for us because the size of the resource now, we have measured, indicated and inferred resources up to 321 million tonnes. But a strike length of 25 kilometres gives us a total exploration target there of over 1.5 billion tonnes of our vanadium-bearing magnetite. So this is a world-class deposit. Now for us to find that we've got very high grades of aluminium oxide in the host rock surrounding it as we drilled down into the magnetite. One of our intersections was 54 meters at 24% aluminium oxide. Now this is very high grade aluminium oxide as a feedstock for what they call high purity alumina, HPA. So the potential for us to have a byproduct operation, both HPA and vanadium, is very real. And our announcement was that we were investigating that, not distracting ourselves from the vanadium at all, because that's progressing very, very strongly, particularly as the vanadium now is reaching steadily increasing prices, and we're now seeing a very large uptake of vanadium redox batteries. So while that's moving along into its own destiny, we are going to be investigating the potential for what could be a considerable value add to the project with producing high purity alumina. So we've appointed a group in Brisbane called Lava Blue, who work with the Queensland University of Technology. And they've developed over the last few years their proprietary technology to produce HPA. So that was our announcement on that.
Quite a unique opportunity shaping up here. And while vanadium remains front of mind for you and the team, could you tell me, what if you continue to pursue this HPA pathway, what would the vanadium project look like?
Well, essentially it would be a vanadium and a HPA production. And to give you some ideas on the HPA market, I mean, it's relatively small, but it's very, very important as we move into this transition, very much like vanadium, into the transition into alternative energies and all the different components and sectors involved there. High purity alumina is extremely important for lithium ion. Lithium ion batteries are driving a revolution. Lithium ion is driving a revolution in the alternative energy. And HPA provides a coating to the batteries, which provides reliability, safety, all very critical components for the future longevity of lithium ion batteries. That's one sector. Now, the other sector is the lighting. If we just looked at lighting as one of another sector, high purity alumina is extremely important in producing light emission diodes, which are the move towards LEDs away from fluorescent lighting as being instrumental and recommendations by the G20 and the International Energy Association, IEA. So they have targets to remove all fluorescent lighting by 2025, particularly in Europe. By 2025, that means there needs to be an additional nearly 200,000 tonnes of HPA produced, which is double what the production is at the moment. Now, just to do that, that means the LED sector is going to boom, because you're going to, if you think about all of the shopping malls, warehouses, factories, offices, everything that has fluorescent lighting, this office including, we're going to move away from The hazardous materials in fluorescent lightings that contain a lot of noxious elements, including mercury and various other things. Plus also, they have quite a high carbon footprint to produce. So moving away to LEDs is very important in our proposal to try and move to net zero carbon. So that area is going to boom. So we're excited about that. It would be right for us to explore any opportunity we can to bring add value to our shareholders. So I'm very confident that we'll get high purity alumina, and then we'll have to see whether or not that's going to be a scalable for us to put it into production along with the vanadium.
And that growing demand is fueling some pretty high compound annual growth rates in the, particularly the LED sector. Also, we all know the story with lithium ion batteries as well, and how much they've taken off in the last 5 years, and the projections for demand over even the next decade. But thinking about the opportunity here, Paul, what are the next steps for you and the Victory Bore project?
Right, well, the project itself is in a pre-feasibility stage, and subject to the results of the HPA test work, we may or may not be feeding that as an additional product into the financial analysis for the project. To give you an idea of what that may mean, the HPA sells for about $20,000 a ton at the moment. Vanadium is around about $20,000 to $25,000 a ton. So look, very, very high value product. And if we put that into context with the scale of our resource, if you wanted to look at that as a gold equivalent, for example, this would be one of the richest, largest gold mines in the world as an equivalent. So that's food for thought for all for you and all the viewers. So our plan would be to, let's see whether or not we can produce HPA. Everyone we talk to seems to be very confident about it because it's so rich as a feedstock. And then the production of these is quite well known. It's de-risked. As I say, we're probably hitting it at the right time of the way you're coming into using HPA, and the growth is there. So overall, it's going to make the project a very high value project, I think.
Well, I'm sure myself and many of our viewers will be interested to see exactly how this HPA pathway would fit into a pre-feasibility study. And we look forward to hearing more about those test work results. Paul Burton from Shorefire Resources, thanks again so much for your time.
Very welcome, Alicia. Thank you very much.